Hey friends, this is Josh and Katie Walters.
We've been married for 22 years, have 7 kids, and are on staff at our local church, run a nonprofit out of Togo, West Africa, and have been to hell and back with each other.
We love connecting with couples who want to keep it real, talk about where they are and what they're going through, but who are also committed to growing and getting to a new place.
Like any family, our days are long and the weeks are busy. A good date night can be hard to come by, whether it's a walk around the neighborhood
or a fancy night out. This podcast will tee up a topic each week to help ensure your conversation is building intimacy. Let's jump in.
Typically, we take a few minutes to set you up with a question for your date night. And in this episode, we want to discuss, what is the best way to flirt with me?
It's a fun question.
What is the best way to flirt with me? Yeah, I think you're good at flirting. I'm horrible at flirting. I mean, I don't even know that I have any like flirt in me.
How would you say that I'm good at flirting? What kind of stuff comes to mind?
Well, I mean, you constantly tell me that you think I look beautiful, or you grope me, or you tell me what you want, you know, you're like, hey, tonight, this is what I want. I mean, so I just feel like you have a lot of game when it comes to like flirting, and you're swaggy, you're funny, you're witty.
Okay. That feels flirty.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that's the best way to flirt with me. I'm just saying that's what all you do. I need to think of like what is the best way to flirt with me.
I was about to say it don't really matter what all I do if it ain't the best way to flirt with you.
Well, you know you just said it this morning. You were like, you're not hard to impress. I need to just eat kale and tell you how blessed we are.
Well, and what I realized is the hard thing about attraction for you. Last night, we cut alcohol out of our life about a month ago, which is a whole other story, but going to the gym, eating really healthy. If I'm like living my normal life, but being abnormally disciplined, then I feel like it's like...
So sexy.
Yeah, it's like a love language for you that's like immediate turn on. The problem is like, that's not the normal lifestyle.
I know. It's just because I feel like I love when you have, if you have vision, gratitude, or discipline, I'm always like, that's so amazing. But it's just because I feel like it's things that I love that I want to be better at. But, you know, so
right,
I
so put it play on. That out over a date night. If we're like, if it's Monday and we're going out on Friday night.
Why? Yeah, that's true. I never equated that to flirting, but it kind of is like vision. I do think vision is like a great way to flirt with me. I just am not sure. I mean, I don't want to go dirty on it.
But how do but I like, do that? That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, if vision is a great way to flirt with you, then you're saying like I just don't know how to do that going into a normal week.
Give me an example. Okay, so, you know, vision is clear mental picture of preferred future. So it's all about kind of the why. So I would say like it would be really sexy. I don't know if it's flirtatious, but to me to be like, hey, going into this weekend, we are going to have the most incredible Sabbath. We're just going to enjoy God. We're going to have no plans. Like, what do you want to do to have a great Sabbath? Like, how do we most enjoy God? And then, or like vision around, hey, you know, this weekend we're being tight financially, but guess what? Like, this freedom's going to allow us to give. Or I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm taking it too far, but it's like the vision.
So giving you vision for the week of like, hey, we've got stuff every night this week, but on Friday night, me and you.
Yeah, whatever, vision whatever. For date night, you know, I don't know. I think that would be.
Okay.
But I mean, is that flirtatious? That's a good question.
And I guess the question for you is, what does that mean, flirtatious? Does that mean like makes you desire me?
Yeah, I feel like we've lost everybody listening because they're like, if these people don't know what this is, how are we?
Well, I just want to make sure our words, we're thinking the same thing. Like when you say flirtatious, it means like makes you desire me, ultimately makes you want to undress and have fun with me. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's good. We need to clarify that because it's so true, which is probably why I'm terrible at it. Because I mean, if I'm like, I don't really have to drive you to undress. Yeah. And have
well, tell me this. Do acts of service, like if you come home and the dishes are done, the house is clean, the counter, does that just feel like what a responsible adult's supposed to do? Or does that feel like
he's flirting with me?
Impressive to you? Yeah, like.
I mean, it is impressive, but I don't know if I specifically think he's flirting with me or he's just, you know, being a parent.
Yeah, it's just called adulting. That's unfortunate.
It's so hard.
And my hope is if I eliminate obstacles that you might walk into and think like, oh, we got to clean. Oh, we got to pick up.
No, you, that is real. That is real. And like our bedroom, I've always told you that. Like it's, you know, you setting our bedroom up and putting stuff away. Like that's real. But I think flirting, honestly, is like being silly, fun, lighthearted, vision, gratitude. Those are like the best ways to flirt with me because it gets me out of just the moment or the struggle of the day. Okay. But what about you? What's the best way to just flirt with you? And I need some directives, you know what I'm saying?
In addition to, at the expense of being questionably inappropriate, just generally undressing anytime feels very flirtatious. But I would say if like yesterday when you walked over to the side of the bed and you were like, I am so proud of you. And you told me a list of reasons why, I think kind of going to the love languages, and maybe this is emotional immaturity on my part. I don't know how to separate like general encouragement from you with flirtiness.
And so, like, no, but that's good. So I think it
makes me feel really good. So I think words of affirmation are probably a big one, and acts of service.
Yeah.
And I think those have maybe changed some for me in time, but anytime you like do something just for me, like if it's lunchtime and you're thinking like, I wonder what he's eating today, or do you want me to bring you a coffee? Do you want me to bring you a smoothie?
I'm thinking about you.
It shows me you're thinking about me. That feels a little sweet. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. I mean, I have some big growth opportunities though.
I don't think you're like.
Yeah, but I used to wear your boxers and stuff.
Yeah, well, then I stopped wearing boxers. So that's a problem.
It's true. But I'm saying I don't really do it a lot like that anymore. But another day I was showing you my workout routine. I feel like that was flirtatious.
That was flirtatious.
But I just got to keep that on my radar.
But the question is, how do I best flirt with you? Not how do I straight be naughty? Because I don't know that your workout routine is a normal flirtatious.
Yeah, but you like it naughty. That's the problem. You got to know your people. So if you're listening, and hopefully this gives you a good indicator of sometimes you might not know exactly the answer to the question, but keep it light, keep it fun, and then really know your person because,
yeah. I mean, know that you're going to change in time. You're right, though. When I think about us in college or young adult us without all of the distractions of pressure and responsibility, I think flirting was a lot more fun, lighthearted, natural. But man, we can grind through the day and enjoy being around each other, but not necessarily pursue each other from like a flirty, lighthearted, fun kind of way. So hope that you will have some time to process this, flirt with each other tonight. Have a great date night. So let me pray for us. God, I thank you so much for Katie and for each listener. We just thank you for the gift of marriage and know that, man, in time, as we get older, as we mature, we can start to focus on other things and forget some of the natural, lighthearted, flirty behavior that first drew us to each other and can focus more and more on the stuff that distracts us, frustrates us, burdens us. And so I pray for this date night that it would be lighthearted, flirty, and fun, that they can enjoy laughing together, holding hands, just playing around and pursuing each other. So pray that it would lead to great conversation. And among all the things that we do each day, flirting with our person would be on the short list. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.